From Chicago, it's the Old St. Pat's podcast series, Currents, Awakening to the Flow of Spirit in Our Lives. 5 years ago this week, Pope Francis released his letter, Laudato Si, that addresses consumerism, the environment, global warming, and social inequalities. So today, we take some time to reflect on the contents of this letter and our call to care for our common home. When I was a kid, I loved Take Your Daughter to Work Day. It made me feel so proud to get the chance to go on calls with my dad for his water treatment equipment business. The part I remember not caring for so much, though, was the smell. The sludge at the wastewater treatment plants had such a bad smell that it made me ask questions. What is that? Where is it from? And where is it going? The answers made me realize for the first time that our daily actions create waste that, just because we can't see them anymore, does not disappear. It becomes someone's responsibility. And taking responsibility for our actions is what Pope Francis asked us to do in his encyclical published on May 24, 2015. His letter talks about pollution, waste, and the throwaway culture, the disastrous side effects of global warming, extreme consumerism, the great disparity between the rich and the poor, the deep-seated roots of our current situation, the loss of biodiversity, the breakdown of society, and global inequality. It could be asked why Pope Francis brings up social structures and the poor within this letter. Unfortunately, the reason is the poor are the most negatively impacted by the imbalance of consumerism and global warming. That's why he takes extra care in pointing out that everything is connected, and therefore, our care for the earth must be equally aligned with love of our neighbor and a commitment to overcoming problems within society. The letter states that to hear the cry of the earth means also to hear the cry of the vulnerable, poor, and those on the margins. And yes, there is strong opposition in investing the energy and creating the policies and contributing the resources to move towards a more caring, sustainable planet. But most of the time, it is a lack of interest that is our biggest threat to continuing on a path of self-destruction. It is undeniable that these are heavy issues that weigh on our heart if faith, hope, and love are left out of the equation. So the letter goes on to explain how important our faith is in addressing these concerns and having what Pope Francis says is an ecological conversion. With faith, there is hope in overcoming these serious challenges. But what tools do we have to do so? He states that political and corporate transparency and new policies are critical components. Also, dialogue and education are some of the best ways we can start to move forward. Pope Francis even makes a plea to find ways to inspire motivation and a way to educate people. Additionally, Pope Francis offers up two individuals that we can look to as good examples: St. Francis of Assisi and St. Teresa of Lisieux. St. Francis saw God reflected in nature and had a great love for God's creation, for the poor and for the outcast. St. Teresa practiced simplicity and the little way of love. She pointed out that a kind word, a smile, or any small gesture that brings peace and friendship is the first step in creating the environment of love that God intended. As a quote from the letter says, "An integral ecology is also made up of simple daily gestures which break the logic of violence, exploitation, and selfishness." So with the knowledge of what we are facing and the motivation to take responsibility, here is a few examples of steps we can take to respond to Pope Francis's call to action. We can start talking about these issues with our family and friends. We can sign up to be on the Old St. Pat's Green Team. We can petition policymakers. We can go meatless. We can recycle and use less water. We can educate ourselves on social and environmental issues. We can choose careers that help make a difference. We can create art that starts a conversation. We can ask our organizations to be more energy efficient. We can participate in social responsible investing. We can use our voice to make a difference. Because just as the bishops of Southern Africa have said, everyone's talents and involvement are needed to redress the damage caused by human abuse of God's creation. Truly, all of us can contribute in our own unique, fun way and cooperate in our care of creation. There is so much information packed into Pope Francis's letter that it's challenging to give a complete review in just a few minutes. That's why I encourage you to read the full encyclical on the Vatican's website or listen to a free audio version available online. The letter is beautifully written and helps provide a strong foundation of understanding when it comes to the issues we now face together as a human family. And plus, it just might spark that desire to engage in conversations with people about how we build a sustainable world for all of our planet and for all of our people now and in future generations to come. As we look to the past to see how we have come together to overcome obstacles before, it makes me excited to see what creative inventions, new social systems, and inspired policies will begin to take shape to make our common home a home for all. Thank you for listening to today's episode. For more information about resources available at Old St. Pat's, please visit our website at oldstpats.org. To stay up to date with new episodes, please follow us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. I'm Kate Anderson. You've been listening to the Old St. Pat's Podcast.